Politicians can do better when it comes to interacting with the public. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gail Suhar, Jane Oxford Keeter Professor of Psychology at Wheaton College, examines how.
One of the many assets that human beings have over artificial intelligence like ChatGPT is the ability to generate and evaluate the causes of events in the world. And yet, politicians and pundits today rarely appeal to us in a way that engages this type of thinking. They often assume that those who share their worldview will automatically get behind whatever policy they wish to promote, without regard for the fact that human beings are capable of nuanced thought. And when it comes to identifying causes of or solutions to societal problems, one could argue that the gap between what politicians think we want and what most of us really want looms particularly large at the present moment. I have spent my academic career trying to understand how our beliefs about the causes of social problems are related to our attitudes. In these studies on topics from poverty to unwanted pregnancy to terrorism, I have found that although worldviews influence our attitudes toward a range of political policies, they do so partially by influencing our perceptions of the cause of the problem, that is, who or what is to blame for it. Research, including my own, reveals that the public is able to come to appropriate causal conclusions as long as they have reasonable information to guide them. Although worldviews affect how we place blame for the problem by nudging us to endorse causes that fit with our ideology, people of different ideological stripes often respond to a given cause similarly. Both liberals and conservatives prefer helping someone who is perceived as not to blame over someone who is held responsible. This sequence, ideology, cause, blame, emotion, attitude, is common to liberals and conservatives alike. They may come to different conclusions, but they do not really think so differently about issues.
That was Gail Suhar of Wheaton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.